Florida Republicans mock Maryland governor for asserting book restrictions are castrating children. By Hannah Blow on June 19, 2023. The Republican Party of Florida is mocking Democrat Maryland Governor Wes Moore after he asserted that conservative attempts to weed out woke agendas in schools are akin to castrating children. Moore made the comment during an interview with MSNBC's Jen Psaki, who also served as President Biden's press secretary. Watch, Governor Wes Moore, book bans are castrating African American children. It's not about making kids feel uncomfortable. It's about telling other kids that they shouldn't understand their own power. It's castrating them, Moore asserted when asked about conservative attempts to shield children from what Psaki described as African American history and literature, which often includes critical race theory, CRT. Because if you know your history, you know your power. The reason that I know that every single day I can stand in my own skin, and I can stand in my own power is because I know my history. He continued, making that remark as some left-wing activists openly advocate for the castration of youth under the guise of gender affirmation. Let me get this straight, mutilating children is acceptable, but removing sexual content from schools isn't? The Florida GOP remarked. Florida particularly has made headlines as part of what Governor Ron DeSantis's RFL administration has dubbed the book ban hoax. In March, DeSantis held an event which featured some of the sexually explicit books found in Florida schools. These books, as described in a video ahead of the press conference, contain graphic images and sexual scenarios, as Breitbart News extensively detailed. The examples were so explicit that some members of the media reportedly cut their feeds during the presentation due to the sexually explicit content. That aside, Florida also came under fire after the Florida Department of Education, FDOE, rejected an African American AP course due to the inclusion of woke topics such as Black Queer Studies, Black Power, and reparations. Despite critiques from members of the left who claimed Florida was censoring and erasing Black history, DeSantis explained that teaching Black history is already required as part of the state's core curriculum. What's one of the lessons about queer theory? Who would say that an important part of Black history is queer theory? DeSantis asked at the time. That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. When you try to use Black history to shoehorn in queer theory, you are clearly trying to use that for political purposes, he continued. And we want to do history, and that's what our standards for Black history are. It's just cut and dried history. You learn all the basics. You learn about the great figures and you know, I view it as American history. I don't view it as separate history. You know, we have history a lot of different shapes and sizes. People that have participated to make the country great. People that have stood up when it wasn't easy and they all deserve to be taught. But abolishing prisons being taught to high school kids as if that's somehow a fact? No. That's not appropriate. Watch. The great irony is that the Maryland governor's castration remark comes as some on the radical left attempt to normalize actual castration of children under the guise of gender affirmation. Leftists speak for hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and surgeries. In fact, President Biden actually used his Pride Month proclamation to criticize states that have taken steps to protect children from mutilating their bodies in the name of gender affirmation. In 2023 alone, state and local legislatures have already introduced over 600 hateful laws targeting the LGBTQ+ community. Books about LGBTQ+ people are being banned from libraries. Transgender youth in over a dozen states have had their medically necessary health care banned, he asserted. Related, Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology.